Wife of Matthew Leivelsberger, Green Beret involved in Las Vegas bombing, speaks out, hits rumors, and lies. By Christina Wong on January 12, 2025. The wife of Army Master Sergeant Matthew Leivelsberger, the Green Beret involved in the Las Vegas Tesla Cybertruck bombing on New Year's Day, broke her silence on Sunday evening in a statement put out by a fellow Green Beret veteran. In her statement, she hit back against what she says has been misinformation and lies spread about her and Leivelsberger, such as that they were having marital problems and that she kicked him out of their home before Christmas. She specifically slammed a rumor spread by the Chief of Staff of the Army's Public Affairs Officer, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Butler, that their newborn daughter's DNA did not match Leivelsberger's. Green Beret veteran Matt Tardio, host of Speak the Truth podcast, posted the statement from Leivelsberger's wife, Jennifer Davis, on his X account. It said, "My name is Jennifer Davis, the widow of Matthew Leivelsberger. I have kept silent until now because I, like all of you, have been in a state of pure shock and denial. The only reason that I have decided to break my silence is because I know that I owe it to our daughter. In our world of endless internet opinions, our daughter needs a post somewhere that speaks the truth of her father. The truth is, we were Matt's entire world. He loved being a father. We shared our very first Christmas as parents together with our beautiful daughter this year. The way that he adored his daughter was something so unexplainably beautiful. The way he cared and attended to my every need before I could even ask or think was just one of his endless qualities that have already birthed so many tears of mine in his absence. He loved both of us dearly and deeply. He was selfless and thoughtful. He shielded us and protected us to the very end. My husband's military career and service is and was exemplary and speaks for itself. He was a dedicated soldier and loved his family and his brotherhood with every ounce of his being. Matt was a hero among men who dedicated his whole life to serving our country. And he will be remembered as such. I want to clearly and directly address several pieces of misinformation that have been recently released about my husband and family. First and foremost, Matt and I were in love and committed to our marriage. We had plans and a future with so many dreams that now will be just a memory to seal for our daughter. Matt was not only excited about our future together, but the future of his career and the new job that he had started. And, in no uncertain terms, did we have any plans or intentions of breaking up or separating. Additionally, the paternity of our daughter was never in question and certainly was not an issue in our marriage. I hate even having to clarify that fact, as I find that lie personally slanderous and offensive. I want to be clear, for my daughter's sake, the DNA was pulled and verified as a match. Losing my husband has been the most devastating event of my life. Knowing my daughter's life will never be the same and will never really know her father is more than I can process. As you can imagine, the added complexity and public nature of this adds a level of pain and stress that no one can prepare you for. I sit here today still in the unknown, wishing so badly I could go back to our wonderful first and last Christmas that we shared together. As the days have passed, I still do not have the answers that so many of you are looking for. I am desperately searching for them as well. While my daughter and I mourn our hero, we ask for privacy, please. Thank you. Several news outlets, such as the New York Post, had published anonymously sourced rumors that they were having marital problems. Navy SEAL veteran and podcaster Sean Ryan on his show revealed that Butler, the Army public affairs officer, had said in a private conversation that Leivelsberger's child's DNA did not match his. Ryan's lawyer, Tim Parlatore, later described his conversation with Butler in detail in an X Space conversation, calling it one of the weirdest conversations that I've ever had with a public affairs officer. Parlatore said about the DNA rumor, "So that was something. That was, it was a very odd kind of statement to me. Because, as he's telling me about what a wonderful soldier Leivelsberger was, I kind of said, you know, well, so what do you think this was?" And he said, "Well, you know, I don't want to speculate. But you know, there might have been problems with his family. And you know." And then he tells me the story that, you know, when the FBI went to go identify the body that to get a DNA match, they went to his, you know, closest, next of kin, which is his infant child, and the DNA did not match. And so, you know, they were speculating, well, maybe he got in a fight with his wife and found out that she was cheating on him. Parlatore added, "And I have no idea if that's true. I mean, Quite frankly, the two problems that I have with that story. 1. This guy is an active duty Army Special Forces soldier. They have his DNA on file to identify you, don't need to go to the next of kin. And 2. If the child really isn't his, what mom in her right mind is going to offer up the illegitimate child for a DNA test? Tardio earlier on Sunday posted video of Ryan and Parlator discussing Butler as the source of the DNA rumor. Tardio said in a statement to Breitbart News. After speaking with Jennifer, I was deeply troubled to learn of the allegations suggesting that a damaging and false rumor may have originated from the office of the Chief of Staff of the United States Army, targeting the family member of a soldier. This situation raises serious concerns about transparency and accountability. The United States Army owes the American people a clear explanation. It is my hope that the current administration will address this matter swiftly and with the seriousness it deserves. Should it remain unresolved, I would urge future leaders to prioritize uncovering the truth and ensuring justice. Tardio urged readers to consider donating to a GoFundMe set up to assist Davis and her daughter in their time of need. He said he would later publish an interview with Davis on his YouTube channel. She will be allowed to speak her mind and has the final say on its release. Once approved by her, it will be released sometime this week, he said. Mystery surrounding what happened with Leivelsberger has abounded since the January 1, 2025 incident where a Tesla Cybertruck pulled up to the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas and ignited in flames. Inside the vehicle was Leivelsberger, who Las Vegas and federal officials say shot himself in the mouth before setting the truck ablaze using fuel, fireworks, and birdshot packed in the vehicle's trunk. Army whistleblower and veteran Samuel Shumate released a manifesto sent to him from Leivelsberger's email before the incident on Ryan's show. The manifesto discussed alleged drone technology used by the U.S. and China, and alleged war crimes by the U.S. in Afghanistan he witnessed. Authorities say that manifesto is real, and have also released more manifestos that were purportedly on one of Leivelsberger's phones, and Leivelsberger's ex-girlfriend, Alicia Arrett, has given interviews suggesting that Leivelsberger was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries from his previous deployments. However, there are many questions still unanswered, such as how Leivelsberger was able to shoot himself and then ignite the truck, and whether there were others involved. His wife's statement, which disputes the narratives put out by authorities and anonymous sources, will further raise questions. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.